Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome back on Into Sports Talk. Getting ready for some Pelicans action over on 870 AM, a 7 o'clock tip-off against the Sacramento Kings over on 105.3 FM and the Odyssey app. We've got LSU men's basketball taking on Arkansas and Fayetteville. Charlie, seeing this coming back from the break, Legion Hoops reporting that Jake Fisher, NBA reporter, saying Brandon Ingram reportedly declined a $160 million offer from the Pelicans before he accepted a $120 million deal with the Toronto Raptors. Ouch. B.I. wanted out.
He wanted a max, reportedly, at the start of the season. Entering the year, the max was $52 million per average annual value for him. It was like a, I think it was $4,208. And I'm sure that what that means is that the Pels probably offered him $4,160, which would pay him $40. Pays him a little bit more than what he was, you know, making previously on his last contract. So it was a pay bump, but he didn't want that from the Pelicans, I guess. I mean, you remember Jake Madison came on and talked with us about this, Steve, and he basically said that Ingram felt disrespected by whatever offer it was. If it really was $160 million and hypothetically over 4 years, $40 million per,
right?
And then you go to Toronto and you sign the 3-year $120 million max over there with the Raptors, which is 40 per. I don't know, man.
He clearly wanted out.
That's what conventional wisdom would tell you. So
unless he overplayed his hand and thought he was going to get more with Toronto, but I doubt it.
No, I don't, because I think what Toronto gave him was effectively the max that they could have.
Yeah, exactly.
With you know him getting traded.
Could you imagine if the Pels had spent $160 million on Brandon Ingram?
I wonder when that contract offer happened. That had to have happened before they paid Trey Murphy, right?
You would think maybe in the going into the season they tried to lock him up?
Because it's also interesting, when hearing from Griff last night or yesterday during the day when he held his press conference, he mentioned that going out and bringing in DeJounte Murray kind of made it impossible for them to keep Brandon Ingram long term.
Correct.
So maybe that offer was pre the DeJounte Murray trade, and then once that happened and you brought in DeJounte, the writing was kind of on the wall that you couldn't really hand Brandon Ingram a massive contract extension because you had so much money already tied up into DeJounte, CJ, Zion, and then you were planning to pay Trey Murphy as well. So it just didn't work. The math was not mathing with Brandon Ingram staying here long term. And so, you know, I saw that he made the post on social media kind of thanking New Orleans, thanking the city and everything like that, thanking Pelicans fans. You know, good luck to him moving on. But it was something that once it became apparent that the Pels were unable to lock him down long term ahead of the season, he wasn't staying here. And so that's why, you know, moving on from him was essential. And you get a first-round pick, a second-round pick, and two, you know, depth pieces, rotational pieces at the very worst, Steve. So, yeah, it's a bad end to otherwise what was a good tenure here. But, I mean, good luck to him with Toronto. He got his $40 million.
You mentioned Griffin yesterday in his press conference. What did you make of his comments, him calling Brandon Ingram one of the best players in Pelicans franchise history?
Best players, best people. I mean, yeah, Griff loved B.I., and I think it really did come down to the math that they weren't going to be able to pay him, you know, close to 50 or whatever he was asking for, close to that max that he wanted from the Pelicans organization. With the money that they had already tied up in players and the money that they had to give to Trey Murphy. So it just wasn't going to work.
Yeah, I like Brandon Ingram. I just think that his inconsistency and availability were too much of a liability.
He still has a lot of abilities. And you know, it's interesting. I think that tonight's the first night that he's like supposed to quote unquote suit up, but he is in street clothes. He's not playing tonight. We'll see how long it actually takes him to come back from that ankle sprain, because it's been past 2 months at this point.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.